This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hopefully we get Chris Hine on board to visit with us. And Chris, you're joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Always good to visit with you. And how about those Timberwolves? Played very well at the end of Game 3 and take a 2-1 series lead.
Yeah, it was Anthony Edwards down the stretch. Their clutch offense never really looked better than it did last night. Even Chris Finch said as much last night. I think that was, you know, one of the major things coming into the series was how were the Wolves going to respond in a close game. Games 1 and 2 weren't really close down the stretch for various reasons, but last night it tested them, and Anthony Edwards aced it. He was fantastic in the last 4.5 minutes last night to lead the Wolves to that win.
Nasri's not particularly good earlier in the game from outside. Hit some big shots late as well.
Yeah, that was, I think, a big moment in the game. They're up 3, and Ant, you know, kind of drives the right side, gets to the baseline. Lakers have a lot of attention on paid to him. 4 guys kind of looking at him. But Ant didn't force the shot, and he kind of knew he had somebody open on the wing. He said after the game, he didn't know if it was Nas or Dante, but he knew somebody was there. And so he throws the pass out to the wing. Nas catches it, hits a 3, and the Wolves go up 6. And I think at that point, you know, you go up 2 possessions in that game, a little bit of breathing room, a big shot, a big moment in that game for Ant and for Nas.
Yeah, certainly good win for the Timberwolves as they pull away late. Couple other storylines on the Lakers side. LeBron James, very good last night, but Luka Doncic apparently battling some sort of illness in the game last night. But beyond that, it was talked about quite a bit going into the series, you know, you've got Doncic and James, but, you know, beyond that, how deep is this Laker team? And maybe that showed a little bit late in the game last night.
It has, and I think that's been the reasons why the Lakers have lost games 1 and 3. They just don't have the depth to overcome if LeBron, Luka, or even Austin Reeves, you know, if they're not all kind of clicking or having a good night. It's really hard for them to overcome kind of what the Wolves are able to throw at them, especially when the Wolves are getting the kind of production they are out of Julius Randle and Jaden McDaniels in complement to Anthony Edwards. The Wolves just have so many kind of different levers they can pull lineup-wise, matching up with the Lakers if they go small. You saw that at the end of the game. You know, Rudy Gobert was not on the floor for the final 4 minutes. Mike Conley, starting point guard, not on the floor for the final 4 minutes. And Chris Finch went with Dante DiVincenzo and Naz Reid to close the game, along with McDaniels, Edwards, and Randall. And, you know, that group closed on a 13-1 run. It just shows the versatility and the depth and that the Wolves have over the Lakers. That was one of the advantages they had coming into the series, and I really think that last stretch, that showed in that moment.
Jaden McDaniels has been outstanding.
Absolutely. It's been a bit of a revelation. You know, he started the year, I think, struggling to find his offensive game. You know, it wasn't always pretty for him at times, especially as the starting lineup was trying to get used to Julius Randle and the spacing that was involved with him and Gobert. But I think one of the silver linings of the season was all the injuries the Wolves had about January and February. You know, Rudy, Julius, Mike, you know, guys were sitting out games in January and February, and that meant that other guys had to step up, whether it be in terms of their minutes or in terms of their role. So Jaden McDaniels on some nights had to be the Wolves' secondary scorer or their main secondary scorer. And there were some moments in January, February. I remember a game against Portland in particular where he had 30 points and led the Wolves to a comeback victory in that game. So I think he found his groove offensively during that moment of the season, and he's carried that into this series. he realizes that the Lakers are small, and he said after game one, there are sometimes he's out there on the floor, and he realizes that he's the tallest guy out there. He's 6'10", he's lanky, he's not, you know, he's not traditionally, he's not a center, but he's tall, he's got length, and he's been using that to his advantage, I think, not just on the defensive end of the floor, but on the offensive end of the floor, getting to his spots, hitting shots over people, and even crashing the offensive glass a little bit.
Chris Hine joining us, covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune matinee tomorrow at Target Center. And that will be a refreshing break for Timberwolves fans. A matinee, some late starts already in this series, and that's true for the Wild and the Golden Knights. By the way, they're playing a matinee in St. Paul today. And you brought up size, and Rudy Gobert has not been much of a factor in this series, and I would assume that's just a matchup thing, that he hasn't had a huge role, certainly didn't in Game 3.
No, and it's been a little bit of the matchup. It's been a little bit of how the Lakers are defending with all the bodies that they are committing to the paint right now. It's a little hard for the Wolves to find him on the rolls, on the lobs, and things like that. I think there were some missed opportunities last night. I think there definitely were some moments that the Wolves could have found him for some easy buckets, and they missed him, or they just, you know, I don't know if they didn't want to pass it to him or what have you. But, you know, we kind of thought that could be the case coming into the series. You know, what would be Rudy Gobert's role in this? And, you know, while it's not, you know, totally gone or diminished, it's maybe less than we had thought, especially when it comes to the offensive end of the floor. The Wolves have talked a big game about trying to get him more involved, but it's just not working out in terms of the numbers and his involvement. But they're still up in the series 2-1 regardless.
Home game tomorrow, and it goes without saying, a big one. You don't want to give Doncic and James and company any momentum. You'd certainly like to go back to LA up 3-1 and kind of really put them on the ropes.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what Luka is feeling like. You know, I'm not sure. I haven't seen any updates today. If you know, there's any update on his improvement or what his status may be, whether it's food poisoning or an actual, you know, virus or what have you. But yeah, needless to say, Luka Doncic playing, you know, not at 100% is an advantage for the Wolves on both ends of the floor. You could see in the second half, Ant, Jaden, they were making a concerted effort to target him defensively, and they were having success with that. So, you know, depending on his health, we'll see where he's at. But yeah, you have to think that the Wolves have an advantage, whether even if he plays or not, because I just can't imagine that, you know, whether it be recovery-wise, hydration-wise, nutrition-wise, whatever, like that in the 36 hours that will be between kind of games 3 and 4, that he'll be back to 100% after allegedly he was really sick yesterday.
When you look at this series and the spotlight, and tomorrow's game is on ABC again, it is getting a lot of attention, and that is James. But it's also Anthony Edwards as well. I mean, his star just continues to rise in this league, and his performance so far in this series, I mean, there is no question, you know, Doncic, James, and Edwards are getting top billing, and rightfully so.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what you have to do if you're the NBA to try to keep the game going to a new generation of fans, a younger generation that, you know, is more online than, you know, other generations. And, you know, Anthony Edwards is already huge on the internet and social media. Anytime he, you know, says something funny in a press conference or has a big highlight like dunk he had last night. And this, yeah, these last playoffs, this is how you become the quote unquote face of the league. You know, you're on national television. You know, my mother back in Scranton, Pennsylvania, can watch the games, you know, and right. and learn the ins. And it's kind of like that. It's like I talk to other sports writers or other people. It's like, how do you know somebody's truly made a certain level of fame, right? Well, we always say it's kind of like when you're you know, boomer mother knows who they are. That's how they made it. And, you know, my job, obviously my mother knows who all the Timberwolves players are, but I think for more casual fans, those who don't have this job of following the team, I think, you know, more and more people are starting to learn of all different generations who Anthony Edwards is.
Yeah, good stuff. By the way, Chris, before we let you go, always appreciate the update. I know you're super busy and travel, et cetera. You have a brand new book on Ant.
Yes, we are accepting pre-orders, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever, independent bookstores. You can look them up and find links to pre-order through your local bookstores as well. If you want to support them as well, just many ways that you can pre-order the book Ant coming out June 3rd, a biography of Anthony Edwards, on my social media, Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram. Links are there for you to go and pre-order, and it would be greatly appreciated. I really think, you know, Wolves fans will really appreciate Ant's story, everything that he overcame, and the determination and the people around him that helped get him to the finish line of making it to the NBA, and how he spent his first 4 years with the Wolves.
Always good, Chris. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
There he is, Chris Hine. Once again, that brand new book coming out on Ant and the Lakers and the Timberwolves tomorrow, 2:30 Target Center, downtown Minneapolis. Twins are going to move their game up. They're at 12:30 first pitch. Our coverage begins at 11:30 with Inside Twins, Chris Atterbury, President Derek Falvey, and then the lineup card at high noon. And, oh, by the way, our sports coverage, big Timberwolves guy, Scott Korzenowski. Korzo on a Sunday between 10 and 11:30 tomorrow here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Loons playing well. They got a big one tomorrow. The Frost back at it. All of that coming up. News Talk 830 WCCO.